Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
Dan Wiederer talks football with us. This is a Raheem Harrison Grody Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And Dan joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Dan, I want to ask you about the embarrassment meter because Ray came up with it during our last hour. On the scale of 1 to 10 on the embarrassment meter, where do you think the Bears loss ranks?
Oh, boy. I've been through a lot worse than this, right? So I'm probably putting it at like a 5.5. I mean, there's like this wouldn't even crack my probable top 20 of losses on the beat. So I'm a little bit tilted with the way I look at this, but I would say a 5.5.
Yeah, okay. That's within 5.5 of me. I like that. I said 5, Dan. By the way, 5.
I want to hear the Take the North podcast of the most embarrassing on the embarrassment meter losses you guys have covered.
Top 20 losses on the beat. I think I'm writing that down. That is for
great content.
That is for after the season is over and we're in that little lull, like after the combine. I think, yeah, Dan Wiederer specifically. Like, I've only been doing this full time since 2018. Dan, you've been doing it since the year what?
2000.
Do you guys got me now?
Yeah.
We had you the whole time.
Yeah, all right, good. I lost you guys for a chunk there. I've been doing this on this beat, Grody, since 2013.
Right in the Trestman era. Boom.
Ooh.
Right at the start of the Mark Trestman era. Yeah. So 2014, you could probably pull 3 from that season. You could probably pull 4 in a row from Eberflus in multiple patches during the Matt Eberflus era. There's been a lot of bad ones.
I mean, unfortunately, we had to relive a couple of the bad ones because of the 50 burger that occurred earlier this year, and that was the back-to-back 50. Was it 2013? Was it 2013, the 50 burgers?
2014.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if we want to continue on this line of questioning. However, I guess, Dan, let's start with the quarterback and what you thought about Caleb Williams' day yesterday.
So it's a little bit different than when you and I talked last night from the press box last night, Grody. You know, going back through it, I'm not as disheartened by some of the things that are in there. There's some good stuff folded into the entirety of the performance. It's just not good enough right now. And so sort of collectively as an organization and us as a civic society have to decide how much patience you're willing to give Caleb and how much patience you're willing to give Caleb and Ben as a single entity as they try to grow their relationship together, because there's going to be games like yesterday where it just isn't fully smooth, but there's still some flashes in there that show that the promise is still available. Ultimately, you need your quarterback to become a tier one guy. That's why you draft a guy number one overall that can win you games that are there to be won. It didn't happen yesterday. You get the ball back. You're only down 3 points in the fourth quarter, and you've got the ball in your offense's hands to go change the day. And they threw a costly interception, and they just were never quite rolling the way that they needed to be. Got off to a bad start inside the red zone. Weren't able to turn those two promising drives at the start of the game into points, and those things will get you beat against quality opponents.
We're talking to Dan Wiederer of the Take the North podcast and also The Athletic. Everybody whispered TTN together.
TTN.
There it is. TTN. So we're, of course, wrapping up this Bears game. I think that's it for me is at what point do we become more critical of quarterback? At what point do we become more critical of the head coach? Because I feel like this month might be it. You know, Ben Johnson said December was when this offense was going to look remarkably different from it did in September. Sunday didn't give me a lot of hope in that department. I think that's part of it, too, is understanding what's ahead. This is a crucial stretch of games.
No question. My advice would be to remain critical at every step along the way, because that's what this league is. This is a league where the Bears are trying to get out of this, you know, decades long stretch of mediocrity that they can't ever escape. And in order to do so, your quarterback has to be the multiplier, the guy that elevates everybody. The investment you made in your head coach is supposed to elevate the quarterback that then helps elevate everybody else. And so this should be the critical lens that we're putting on this thing at all times. If you go into yesterday's games, there's just moments that you need your best players or your most important players to make plays. There's a play action, rhythm on that first drive that they march down the field. And then Caleb only had two scrambles yesterday. And the first one, he's got an opportunity there to play point guard. And that's where he can be dangerous, where he's out on the move inside the red zone with a chance to just draw a defender up and then throw it to Colston Loveland, who's open. He draws Kyle Hamilton up, and then he only runs for 2 yards, and then you leave points on the board. You settle for a field goal, and ultimately, you guys felt it. You know, when you get to the end of a first quarter and you've outgained your opponent 128-3, but you're only leading 6-0, you know you've opened the door for trouble, and the Bears had opened the door for trouble.
Dan, I couldn't agree with you more on a couple of points. One, that we should be critical every step of the way, but have an understanding that in the criticism, hey, there's still time. There's still plenty of space on this runway. The only thing is we're running out of time and we're running out of space on this runway for the Bears to proverbially take off. So I ask you, where's your, line of demarcation? Because for me, it's always been about, I'll give them the whole season as long as at the end of the season, the last four performances or so, they look like a team that can now be ready to do big things.
If you have your hands on the plug right next to the outlet and you're ready to yank it out of the wall right now before we've gotten to Halloween, I would say that you're probably a little bit itchy. And then, you know, speaking to the masses out there, I don't know who in rational mind thought that this was going to be a team that was going to win 11 or 12 games. I think all of us probably picked them to win around 8 or 9, to hang around 500 all season, to have some promising wins, to have some disappointing losses. And that's what they've done through the first 7 games of the season. The quarterback's been up and down as we expected. And now you've just got to see continued growth in areas that matter. One of the things that caught my ear yesterday, Marshall, was the head coach in the post game talking about how there are still too many times where they're not getting lined up properly. There are still too many times where motions aren't being handled properly. That bothers me, because you're too far into the season to have some of this operational stuff still popping its head up. And the quarterback's responsible for all of that. He is the guy at the steering wheel. He's the guy that puts everybody in position, communicates the play in the huddle. And so those are the types of things that you have to see eliminated. And then we can start to judge the entirety of the performance with clearer eyes, because it'll be a cleaner version of football that we're watching.
I also feel like, Dan, we spent a lot of last week building up to this game, talking about the Bears' issues in the red zone, could not have looked worse at times in the red zone. Those first couple, I mean, it really sucked on that first drive, Dan, because it's 12 plays, over 8 minutes where you had the ball. And I know you got a field goal out of that thing, but it really set a bad tempo for the game that the Bears, even on that second drive, that they weren't able to score touchdowns on those two.
Well, look, when you get down to the 3-yard line and the second, you know, second and goal from the three, you need to get that ball into the end zone. You got to get across the goal line in any way possible. The one touchdown they did score, you saw that extra effort from DeAndre Swift to make sure that he kept those legs churning until he was across the goal line. The red zone issues have been a problem now for a month, and they've got to get them fixed. And again, you hear it all the time in the league that there are players that have to step up and become major playmakers when you get down there. And your quarterback's got to be the guy that does that more than anyone else. And so you got to find ways to get that unlocked, because you're right, Grody, that's going to get you beat against better opponents when you're not able to convert. Particularly, I think there was a 13 play drive to start the game, an 11 play drive on your second possession, and you're just completely controlling the game. The Ravens offense was on the field for like, you know, three snaps and like 50 seconds or whatever it was. And you came away with that with just such a small lead that just wasn't comfortable enough with what you had done to move the football. And so, yeah, I would put red zone at the top of the list. And I think we all know that penalties is in bright red letters with a highlighter over it right now.
Dan, this was the second most concerning roster move announcement that was made on Saturday. The first one was how the Ravens handled Lamar Jackson. But yes. Also, Kyler Gordon being on injured reserve after coming back for two games, really looking more like himself in that game against the Saints. Is this a re-aggravation of the same injury? And to go ahead and put him on IR, that's a very serious move they made. You know, what do you think about just how that whole thing has been handled?
Well, first of all, it's a different body part. You know, it was a hamstring that was bugging him, and now he's got groin and calf issues. And, you know, look, like this is Kyler Gordon's 12th missed game in his career yesterday. Obviously, it's going to tick up to 13, 14, 15, and we'll see how far it goes beyond that. Ben seemed optimistic that he would be able to get back this season, but this is a problem for a player who's missed a lot of time, not only in games, but in training camp over his time here, and they're going to have to get that figured out. That's big context yesterday, because you're without Kyler, you're without Tyreek Stevenson, you're without some of these guys that can be these game-changing playmakers for you, and you didn't make any game-changing plays, right? You had two opportunities for takeaways, one the strip sack by Montez Sweat that the ball just bounced right back to Tyler Huntley, another where Kevin Byard had an opportunity, an interception, and didn't convert, and you just weren't able to get that faucet open yesterday. We knew that time was going to come, and then you're going to have to answer in other ways, but on the topic of Gordon, you got to find a way to keep him available, and if not, this is going to be an investment that doesn't pay the proper dividends.
Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're talking to Dan Weider of The Athletic and, of course, the Take the North podcast. This segment with Weedsy. Dan Weider is being sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. You, sir, we got a shout out to Dan Weider, because I don't know if you guys realize this, but Weedsy was one of, what, two people in the press conference yesterday for Ben Johnson?
Yeah, what happened?
It's
there?
A bizarre scene there, guys. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Ben went pretty much simultaneous to when the locker room opened. And so you're left as a reporter to make a decision on which place you're going to go, locker room or head coach. And usually there's at least four or five people. Home games are easier. You got a bigger crowd of Chicago media assembled. But I got in there, and it was myself and Larry Mayer and some guy from Baltimore who asked a question about Tyler Huntley. And, you know, Grody, you know the deal with this. There's a rhythm where you need somebody else to just pop up and ask a question so that you can reset, you know, and reset the topic list you have. And so it was a strange 6 minutes with Ben Johnson there post game. To his credit, I think he handled it well. And yeah, I don't know. We got to figure that out. The head coach is going way too quickly. And that's
See,
what
do,
happened.
Do you feel the pressure in a moment like that?
Well, you're just trying to get through everything on your list, but you're also trying to do it smoothly, where there's not always a natural transition between topics, you know? And so, like, when it's you transitioning awkwardly between topics, it feels more awkwardly than when somebody else chimes in with a topic of another subject. And so that was interesting yesterday, a first for me.
What did you think of what he had to say regarding the penalties when he made the comment about the leaders need to take it up upon themselves as well?
Well, I want to follow up on that today, because I would like some more elaboration on that. Look, like, I don't really know where the penalty issues get solved quickly. We're talking about a team that has 72 penalties through seven games. This is a team that has had 36 players commit a penalty, right? Like, yesterday they came in all fashions. There were 10 guys penalized yesterday. You had four on offense, four on defense, three on special teams. There's no real common denominator to it. And so I don't know how you quickly fix this. You know, one of the most underrated penalties of the day was the illegal formation on DeMarco Jackson on a punt where Torrey Taylor gives you this beautiful kick down to the 1 yard line. And you're in a 1 point game where you give your defense a chance to really go to work. And then you got to re-kick it and you kick it out of bounds and it's a 21 yard net difference. And you just never got the momentum of what was a spectacular punt by your punter. And so those little things, they jump up and bite you. And we've said it all along that this Bears team doesn't have enough margin for error to survive that kind of sloppiness. And certainly that was the case yesterday.
Dan, some bigger picture thing, because this is a topic that you actually brought up when you and I hosted a show here months ago. And it was based on an article that you wrote about Ben Johnson. And one of the things that Ben Johnson told you and that we shared also on the Take the North podcast was that, you know, at that time, this was a while back, probably before the season started, Ben Johnson said something paraphrasing to the effect of, Caleb's got to come to me. He's got to come to my level. He's got to come to my aptitude. He's got to come to my playbook. Do you think that Ben Johnson has to adjust that in any way, shape, or form? Or has adjusted it?
I don't know how you can. Right. What are your goals as a team? If your goals as a team are to win and make the playoffs, then you can't just throw the training wheels back on for QB1. Like these are the deep waters of the NFL and trying to be a successful team in the NFL. And so you got to find someone capable of swimming in those waters. And if ultimately over time we determine that Caleb's not capable of swimming in those waters, and then you got to find a different swimmer, but we're not near there yet. I can't ask the head coach to lower his bar and lower his expectations when the rest of the group is being asked to uphold a really high standard.
It's interesting that you say that, because I do think we'd be looking at this through a different lens if the Bears were, say, 3-4 or 2-5. They just happened to get a couple of wins in close games they could have lost, which has our expectations rise, and that's fair, but I just want to make sure that you're seeing what I see in terms of the expectation for Caleb Williams, where he is right now, how far behind is he? Because as you said, you watched that game a second time and you thought, okay, it's not as bad as it maybe initially felt when you were watching the game in real time.
Yeah, well, some of the stuff on rewatch that encouraged me was just, there's just some chunk completions where it's drawn up really well, it's protected really well. Caleb makes a decisive throw on target. You look at least three of Rome's catches for 20 plus yards, and they're all pretty nice, you know, in terms of the entire flow of the play and how the football got from quarterback to receiver. I think we all know that Caleb's got to be able to handle the pre-snap stuff more cleanly than he has to this point. I think we understand that, as we talked about just a minute ago, the red zone stuff has got to become more of an area where his gifts show up. One of the things that's a little bit startling through seven games is his extended play magic hasn't been consistent. And that's supposed to be sort of that thing that you can always lean on when you're struggling in other areas. You're just going to be able to make plays off script. Obviously, the play to DJ on the last drive yesterday was an example of the star power plays he has. The scramble at the end of the first half is a situation where he understands what he's seeing with a zero blitz, sees green grass, takes off, gets 22. You just would like some of that stuff to happen more regularly. I know Grody and I talk all the time about, you know, what they're paying Montez Sweat. And when you're paying a guy like that, you expect him to show up in every quarter. It's similar for every starting quarterback in the NFL. You expect them to impact a game positively in every quarter in a way that pushes you closer to a victory.
That's Dan Wiederer. We look forward to his work in The Athletic and, of course, the Take the North podcast.
Our next one is going to be our 400th. Can you believe that?
What? Yeah. Anniversaries aplenty for everybody today.
I don't know if 400
means
anything.
By the way, happy 10, Layla. Happy 10.
Thank you. I had no idea this was so discussed. I would like to thank the Academy, and by the Academy, I mean the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, Bears. And all of you, and the Bears in your heart, and the friends we made along the way.
And the pizza.
Yes. Dan, thanks for coming on.
You got it, guys.
See
ya.
This segment with Dan Wiederer is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Coming up next, Dan said it. The Bears defense didn't have the best performance we've seen them have of the season. Coming off of that Saints win, it's a little different. We've got to examine. We'll put the pressure on them Are they going to be putting the pressure on others? Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
We just wasn't doing enough to get off the field. We had some penalties, key spots down there. We got a couple stops, but like I said, it just wasn't enough. We wasn't consistent enough stopping the ball. They had too many long drives, and obviously we didn't get any takeaways. When you don't get any takeaways, and you know their defense played, got a takeaway as well, so it just wasn't enough for us.
Kevin Byard was these close to getting a takeaway. He was so close.
He wasn't that close.
He was close.
On the replay, you could be like, oh, that would have, there's no way, because it was behind him. It was like barely a fingertip.
He would have had to matrix it, like bend space and time and dimensions.
All of that.
I mean, I Bears player not named Kyler Gordon, most likely to matrix. That's another one. Maybe Kevin Byard?
Bears player most likely to matrix.
Not named Kyler Gordon.
Not named Kyler. Because Kyler is...
There's a lot of stipulations here.
Kyler Gordon is the betting favorite. I'm going to go, yes, you're probably right. It probably is Kevin Byard.
Or maybe
Brisker.
Yeah, is it Brisker who like levitates or something?
It's definitely someone in the secondary.
I feel like this is actually a question they would have some fun with.
Yeah, they would. The little, you know, when you hold up the question at the end of practice as they're walking off and everybody's got a different answer. And it's interesting, but I'll say this. The defense not getting any takeaways, I'm not saying I'm glad it happened, but it needed to happen so that people could really understand what you're looking at when you don't have all these extra possessions that sometimes are in plus field position. And the fact that the Bears couldn't get it together and come up with more offense is concerning.
Well, I think the Bears not coming up with more offense is one thing. The Bears not having the takeaways is another. And also, what are you left with then to judge your defense by if that's the case? It becomes pass breakups. It becomes holding Derrick Henry to the first layer of the defense and not the linebackers of the secondary. It becomes pass rush. And I mentioned this earlier on the show. Nate Tice did the math, our friend, the podcaster. And he said that he figured out that only three times in the entire game did the Bears' defensive line generate pressure. Three snaps. That's not enough.
That is especially, a very low number.
Especially when you consider Kyler Gordon is now an injured reserve. Tyreek Stevenson was out for the game. And we know, of course, Jalen Johnson isn't coming back anytime soon. So, all of that said, you're talking about three of your four starting members of the secondary there? Three of your five because of how Tyreek plays as nickel? Well, that's not good enough.
Well, the three out of 59 plays, that's roughly 5% of the time. You want that rate to be clearly in double digits to start off, but obviously maybe a quarter of the plays when you're talking about how many pass plays there were. I just think that this Bears defense, without the guys you mentioned, who we don't know when they're coming back.
And two of those are turnover machines. They'll help force a team into turning the ball over.
Exactly. It comes to the point where you have to reevaluate, what do we actually have with the Bears defense without the likes of Kyler Gordon and without Tyreek Stevenson?
And we can go back to Jalen Johnson.
And I take him off the board.
Okay.
I've been operating that Jalen Johnson, if he were to come back at the end of the season, that would just be, oh, that's a great bonus.
Fair.
But with Kyler Gordon and Tyreek Stevenson, you had something there, and that's a lot of the reason why they have four wins so far through seven games.
There were four plays in particular that bothered me by Baltimore, and one of them off the top that we haven't even talked about yet certainly was an effect, I think, of the secondary issues, and that was the 36-yard play to Rashad Bateman, which ended up leading to a field goal. So the Bears' defense was still bending a little bit there, and they were doing their own form of bend but don't break, just like what Baltimore was doing to the Bears. The three other plays really quickly that bothered me by the Bears' defense. I guess the other one that could go into the secondary as well, but maybe even at the linebacker level, Mark Andrews, a 24-yard play. You can't get away without a tight end having an explosive against the Bears.
Then on National Tight End Day.
On National Tight End. Boy, they were enjoying that motif during the J.J. Watt Ian Eagle broadcast yesterday, weren't they?
We do that for so many other things, like National Donut Day. Right. I just call that any day.
Did you catch the part where he asked
National
him,
Margarita
what is,
Day?
What is National Defensive Ends Day?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's in August. That was a great comeback.
That was very good.
They were funny.
Yes.
They were a good team.
That's a good team.
Ian's always good. I don't know how much of J.J. Watt I had heard previously, but I liked him. I thought he was pretty good at what he did.
I heard him on the Colts and Chargers game last week.
Yeah.
And they were funny. They were irreverent. They did a great job. And unfortunately, as we've mentioned, J.J. Watt just turns into a spectator like all of us. He's just a way more knowledgeable one.
Get out of bounds!
And, oh, no! Oh, no! That's not the Bears' defense. He said that on the goal line plays, but
how about
J.J. was on.
No.
They're in, I think. Oh, no, they're not! That was that whole debacle at the end of the game. If you even call it a debacle, because the game was kind of over. But it was a debacle. That's a better way to describe it.
But after seeing a degree of success in being able to stop the run and create these takeaways,
yes.
I'm wondering, where does Dennis Allen go from here?
Well, and that brings me to the other two plays, Marshall.
Bears 2, baby.
Yeah, Bears 2 all the way.
He could go there.
The Keaton Mitchell 25-yard run, and just every time Keaton Mitchell had the ball, slap that guy. And then Tyler Huntley with a 29-yard run. You can't get out without a quarterback having an explosive run against you either if you're the Bears' defense.
Think about that part of it. The part that is chiefly put the defender in conflict with an RPO. And he's the one who's not Lamar Jackson. And you saw how effective he was.
Yeah, right. He had, what, 40... 53 rushing yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was up in the 50s.
With right. Longa 29.
That 29-yarder helps.
Again, that 29-yard run, when he started it, I was like, oh no, where are the defenders?
He's going to go 200 yards.
Well, and that was an issue, too. There were a couple of missed tackles where people were caught initially, you know, early on in the box, and they just weren't held down. You know, the tackle didn't wrap up for whatever reason, the tackler, and you didn't see guys go down until it was later.
I think the story of the Ravens rushing attack is this. They rushed the ball 35 times for 177 yards. If I told you they were going to do that and that Derrick Henry's long was going to be 10 yards, you would be like, where are all these yards coming from?
Exactly.
Mass efficiency.
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning, man. Like that. It was actually kind of a beautiful thing what Baltimore was doing with their running. Because we were talking with Big Ant. We all want to see that change of pace guy. They put on a clinic with it. Yeah, it could not have been two better players than Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell to pull that off yesterday.
Meanwhile, poor Ozzie Trapillo is having to come in as an eligible receiver for the Bears.
Yeah, man. He several hustled. Times. He looked excited when he comes out there. He was like a big water bug, just bouncing out there every time.
But you know what?
What if the Bears end up with a 6'8" tackle turned tight end?
Waiting the entire time for him to be targeted? The entire time, I'm like, all right, where has it been?
Oh, you're talking about Trapillo?
Yeah, I was like, where has it been?
No.
You didn't think he had a trick play?
Wait,
what? I guarantee you there's a trick play that Ozzie Trapillo catches a ball.
Don't they make them all try? Yeah, isn't that a thing in practice? Like, there's the video we have of Andrew Billings catching a ball out of the jugs machine.
Okay, now this is, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, of the trauma from last year.
Go ahead.
Do we really want to see them mess it around? I am thinking of Doug Kramer.
This is different.
And the silliness the Bears had in general on the goal line running Layla's crack toss plays at times.
I'm not saying on the goal line. I'm just saying in general. If this guy's going to be out there.
Goal line,
no, you don't, but the Bears did.
First of all.
They did, though.
Three plays in a row and so on and so forth where he reports eligible. There's got to be a play where he is designed to catch a ball.
Like Mark Andrews is 6'5", 250.
He ain't 6'8".
But he looks massive out there.
It's a big
like, can you imagine Ozzie Trapillo just lumbering?
I want
might have worked better than their
it.
Other red zone design plays.
Seriously.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe it is time for trickery. Maybe you guys are right.
What if Zapillo goes in motion?
Oh, my God.
Did
you say Zapillo?
I
just
did.
Now?
Have you ever seen a sleigh powered by Santa?
His offensive name will now be Zapillo. His tight end name is Zapillo.
And he's been training on Bears, too. He's been playing all offense on Bears, too.
If you don't know about Bears, too, Bears, too was the Mike Florio-induced concept of the Bears and Bengals sharing the same stadium because neither municipality had enough public money.
But let's be real. We came up with Bears, too, not Mike Florio. He influenced it.
You came up with Bears,
Fair
too.
Enough. Whatever. I just want to make sure.
Florio's the one who like put it out there. Maybe they should play in the same stadium. And then we're like, oh, what is this, bizarro Bears? They have cheerleaders. They only care about the spreadsheet.
Yeah, the Honey Bears. People wonder where the Honey Bears are. Bears, too. That's where they are right now.
Yeah,
honey
if you bears. Only care about profit and loss, Bears, too.
Where's ex-quarterback Tyler Bray? Where is he now? Bears, too. That's right. All 6'5" of them. Look them up. Tyler Bray back in the day. That was Mitch Trubisky's backup. And all we knew about him, Emma and I would stand out there watching practice and literally go, boy, Tyler Bray's tall. What a tall, tall, tall man. All right, back to Mitch Trubisky.
Bears 2 doesn't even, they always blame the players. They never take responsibility on the coaching staff.
Right, they have team meetings. They air it out every single day behind closed doors. That's what Bears 2 is all about. It's all about that.
We might have to see some Bears 2 concepts against the Bengals.
What would you say is the top concept of Bears 2?
Well, they have, I think theoretically, wouldn't they have Trey Hendrickson in this scenario?
Ooh, wow. I don't know if they're ready for actually, Bears 2 doesn't have the funding.
If they were antithetical to these actual Bears, they would like have a spotty defense, but all-star quarterback play and not depend on the run game.
Ooh, yeah.
Bears 2 rushes the game three times a game.
That's what this Bears team is, if we're being honest. Like showing from the defense shows me, without the takeaways, they are very basic and they can be had. And going into this next game against the Bengals, I think we're going to learn a lot more about what this defense actually is because of the injuries and everything else.
Bears 2 has like peak Darrell Revis or something where he's intercepting everything, but that's the only way they get a stop.
Yeah, and they actually put an island out there because Bears 2 and we could do stuff like that with like a little sand pit where Darrell Revis hangs out.
Revis Island.
Suddenly the playing surface is different.
Yeah.
I know that we've gotten a little off topic here.
Brian Urlacher.
But you're right, Marshall.
Urlacher is the defensive coordinator, by the way, for Bears 2. Yeah, this is it's a meatball team.
But we have more of an understanding of the concept of Bears 2 than we do what the defense should look like without turnover creation.
It's not the turnover creation and lack thereof, because we knew that was going to eventually happen, that's bothering me. What's bothering me is this personnel issue now that Dennis Allen faces with the guys he had out there who clearly could not make the plays when the game was on the line.
Yeah, and we look, Marshall, we worried about this. Like, we enjoyed the turnovers. We all knew that they weren't going to keep up at that clip. But also, what is it going to expose once they're not there? Bears were exposed to some degree yesterday.
I honestly thought it was going to buy us time until Caleb Williams' development reached the point where Ben Johnson and Caleb were on to something and rolling. They are not rolling.
How convenient your timing was.
Well,
that would have been lovely for all parties.
I thought they had another couple of weeks with how soft the schedule looks, even the next four games.
Also, I'd just like to say that Bears 2 would still be quarterbacked by Joe Flacco.
Hell yeah. Oh, I've just been told, too, that Charles Leno is coming out of retirement to join Bears 2. He will be their left tackle.
See? Adam Shaheen's the tight end.
Oh, man. Shaheen, he's an assistant tight ends coach, is what Adam Shaheen is, the former second rounder.
Do you know about Adam Shaheen?
You've been hearing about that, Adam Shaheen? He was supposed to be Baby Gronk. They called him Baby Gronk.
And then what happened?
And then he did not become Baby Gronk. And I think Gronk himself sort of laughed off the idea of Adam Shaheen being Baby Gronk at one point.
It was perhaps the worst comp of all time.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and we all kind of bought in.
We love to compare, though, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, mostly Ryan Pace loved to give a second-round pick to that dude.
Yeah, I think we were all kind of complicit. We were all, because we all, you know, that's just
you want it, right?
Whenever you think Ryan Pace wasn't that bad, think about a second-round pick on Adam Shaheen.
Hey, think about I was bought in on Zapillo when we brought him in on draft night. I was down with that. Shamar Turner, down with it. Luther Burden, down with it.
Shaheen's talented.
Oh, God.
He's the dream. Shaheen, the dream.
That's such a meatball take out of Ryan Pace.
Wow.
We can do one better. Meatball machine next.
Aw, Bears.
Meatball machine.
Slap that guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Hey, guys, check out this meatball machine.
It's the meatball machine. I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score following a Bears loss to the Ravens. Open it up.
So the meatball machine, I just want to credit the people. There was about like
40 to 50 of them throughout, like, after the game yesterday, so I credit everyone out there. If you didn't get in there, you just got to be more of a meatball, and then I'll select you. So for those who are out there, keep on submitting. Go to the Odyssey app, go to the voice function, leave a voicemail, and you may be a meatball like the one we're going to start with right here.
Caleb Williams sucks right now. I think that's fair to say, right? Like, he's just bad right now. This isn't a referendum. I'm not sitting here and saying that they drafted the wrong guy. They needed to keep Justin. Oh, we have to start Tyson Bajan in his pure bloodlines. I'm not saying any of that right now. What I am saying is, in this current moment, the reason the offense looks as bad as it does is because Caleb Williams is playing like dog. He's just not playing well. I want him to start throwing more interceptions in general, because I think part of the reason he sucked last year was because he was trying not to throw interceptions. He's now starting to throw interceptions, but without getting any payoff of throwing touchdowns. Like, the best thing about today's game was that he almost threw for 300 passing yards because of that one inexplicably defended pass down the field to DJ Moore in garbage time. He needs to get better, and if Caleb plays better, they'll be better.
What the hell was that? I mean, what the hell was that? Caleb Williams played very fundamentally poorly against the Ravens. Very, very fundamentally poorly. And now I'm starting to ask the question, does this kid have it between the ears? I mean, at this point in the season, you should not perform the fundamentals that poorly. I hate that I'm there, but I'm definitely at that point. And I don't think I'm alone. Meatball machine.
That guy sounded like Danny Parkins a little bit.
He also sounds like one of the 108 guys.
And I thought the previous guy sounded like Paul Charchian. Yeah.
Well.
Sounded like Charch.
It's a lot.
Keep him up.
This team is incredibly deficient in a lot of different areas. How do you not beat a 1-5 team? Penalties are killing us. They're playing soft. It's just ridiculous. This is not a professional football team.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. And I'm not discouraged. I'm just saying. I had a Grossman jersey. I had a Cutler jersey. I had a Trubisky jersey, I had a Fields jersey, and now I have a Williams jersey. And every last one of them quarterbacks may be ones who burned my jersey. I root for these guys. I'm not saying that Caleb is a bust, but I feel like we just, our quarterbacks always look different than the other team's quarterbacks. Cutler was nice, though. I will say that, if he could just stop drinking and driving.
Who? The game's sitting here waiting for this bum quarterback to go in.
About a Sunday performance.
And he just wet the bed, him and the head coach. Awful, 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 awful performance. SOS, same old same old Bears.
The Bears sucked. Simple as that. What an exhibition of ineptitude. They sucked. You talking about a guy that go way back to Rick Cassares, the 63 Bears. They sucked.
Why are all these second-year quarterbacks better than Williams? Bench Williams, start Bajan. Tired of this scene every week with Williams.
I just had to let that one sneak in there.
Was that?
You're going to be more tired of... Robbie, you're going to have to start to put the clamps on the Bajans.
No, I mean, if they want Bajan, the meatballs want Bajan, then the meatballs want Bajan.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a meatball machine, it isn't that exactly the definition of a meatball
thing? I told one of our texters to call the meatball machine today because he had a remix of Good, Better, Best.
Ooh, I might have to go back and grab that one.
You do, yeah, we need it.
You do.
Next meatball!
Johnny McTwitchy here. Why is our offense, who's supposed to have the offensive genius, not causing opposing defenses' heads to spin like a top? We have weapons everywhere. Why does our offense look so anemic so much of the time? Secondly, why are we plagued by all these offensive line penalties? They are killing this team. This is way too frustrating. McTwitchy out.
Dear Caleb, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. It's become clear we're growing in different directions. This is incredibly difficult to write, but you can't throw accurately. You don't see the other guys. Please know this isn't a reflection of your interest in me. You are a wonderful person, and I am so grateful you consistently stare me down. I'll always cherish the memories of our draft night together, but to win, you need to see the other guys. Guys like DJ Luther and Colston. Good, better, best. Rome.
I'm glad that
when
that ended.
When he said, stare me down, I knew exactly what was going on.
I'm glad that ended that way because the way it began, I thought it was starting to be like, dear Caleb, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
You know what I thought of is
last message I ever sent your ass.
The letter to Chase Utley from It's Always Sunny. Was that Mac?
Oh, man.
And Chase Utley.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm lost in the standing of it all.
More meatballs, please.
Wow, the Bears sure can't win. I mean, what's going on with them? Is Caleb Williams the quarterback? Because I tell you what, I don't know. It sure doesn't look very good. Wow. Another Bears year, I think.
Dennis Allen's defense lost to Brent Huntley. Let that sink in. We lost to Brent Huntley, or however the hell you say his name.
Bears. Spelled backwards is Tyler.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
What an absolute dud performance by the away team, the Chicago Football Club. That must have been a sorry locker room afterwards, and a sorry bus ride, and a sorry plane ride, because they took a in their pants last night. Weak as hell.
And last but not least, the last meatball in the machine.
I guess there's just no urgency to go 5-2. I guess there's nothing. I guess we got nothing. I mean, pass blocking has sucked. Theo Benedett is kind of having another bad day. Expected. He's a undrafted guy from Canada. So that's not surprising. Everything else, though, is not up to snuff right now, Mr. Ben Johnson. And Caleb Williams, number one overall pick. This is kind of this kind of sucks. Oh, we are well and truly f***ed.
I don't know if I go that far. I mean, maybe in life.
There's time to fix this. I understand where the emotion comes from all
the
people.
Do not question the meatball machine, you two.
Listen, there's time to fix it. I'm not saying it's going to get fixed, but there is time to fix it.
Hold on. If we don't question it, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, what are we supposed to do, Mark?
Just take it.
Whoa. Yo.
Is that what she
Yo.
Said?
No.
She didn't? Fine.
Okay. No. Fine.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Well, she had some accessories. She didn't say that.
I didn't say she said that. I asked you guys if she said that.
All right. I am taking this over. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Gray Clips. You two, off the mic. Grody,
bye.
Go to your room.
Okay, bye.
Spiegel and Holmes are next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.